I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The two-year war in Ethiopia's troubled Tigray region ended in 2022. However, conflict lingers along with the effects of destroyed infrastructure. A report last month from a U.S.-based analysis organization says there's grounds to believe that Ethiopian forces and allies committed genocide against Tigrayans. These are deep wounds that only God can heal. Johann Grobler with Megavoice recently delivered nearly 300 audio Bibles to Tigray with the team.
People can pray for those that are persecuted to stand firm because the evil forces want people to move out of the region because it gives them more control of the region. So we can pray that those that have left the region would be able to come back.
More in the full story at missionnews.org. And God's Word is reaching Hong Kong thanks to Mission Cry and your donated Bibles. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford explains.
This year, they finally lifted the COVID restrictions. Now people are able to travel. If you have a good social score, in other words, you haven't been in trouble or you're following the rules of the Chinese government, then that allows you to freely travel within certain places in China and to Hong Kong.
With more religious freedom, because it's a special administrative region of China, Hong Kong is a key destination for those fleeing persecution and poverty in mainland China. Pray that doors remain open so Mission Cry can keep sending Bibles and Christian books to their partners in Hong Kong. One shipment went out just a few days ago.
It's a big goal of ours to finish this year with sending an additional 2 containers to Hong Kong.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.